Welcome to this series of podcasts presented by Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. What follows is a reflection on a passage from Pope Francis' recent exhortation on the joy of the gospel. Today's reflection is offered by a member of the faculty of CTU, the largest Roman Catholic graduate school for theology and ministry in the United States.
The Church is herself a missionary disciple. She needs to grow in her interpretation of the revealed word and in her understanding of truth.
My name is Van Tang Nguyen. I'm a Divine Word missionary and associate professor of New Testament at Catholic Theological Union. For me, Evangelii Gaudium is a fantastic exhortation. The theme of joy clearly dominates the whole document from start to finish. The word joy appears over 100 times. As a biblical scholar, I'm very impressed with the Pope's usage of Scripture to highlight the theme of joy. He describes the history of salvation as a great stream of joy. He cites numerous Bible passages to show the relationship between the joy of receiving the Christian faith and the joy of one's missionary activity. As a Divine Word missionary, I'm particularly inspired by his description of the Church as a missionary disciple. In paragraph 40, Pope Francis writes, "The Church is herself a missionary disciple." The term missionary disciple is used throughout the document. Pope Francis stresses that every baptized member of the Church is called to evangelize or to be a missionary. This, of course, is not new. The Second Vatican Council in Agentes already stated that the Church is missionary by its very nature. In other words, by the virtue of their baptism, all the baptized are agents of evangelization. However, Pope Francis emphasizes that a missionary disciple must do more than just simply evangelize. Rather, they must radiate and demonstrate the joy of their faith as authentic followers or disciples of Jesus. As evangelizers or missionary disciples, Francis says, they must never look like someone who has just come back from a funeral or whose lives seem like Lent without Easter. I truly believe that a gloomy Christian is an oxymoron or a contradiction of terms. Since Christians are genuinely an Easter people, they must radiate joy as if they have just seen the risen Christ. Tejada de Chardin once said, "Joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God." And I believe he's absolutely right. If joy is an important element of our Christian spirituality, then why do most people see faith as a serious business? Why do we not simply smile more in church? Why is there a strange of gloom in our spirituality? Why, for example, do the pictures of Jesus almost never show him smiling? After all, Jesus was someone who knew how to have a good time. He worked his first miracle at a wedding reception, turning water into wine in massive quantity. He frequently dined in people's homes. Jesus was very sociable and approachable. People of both genders and all ages flocked to him, including little children. And as we all know, most children, as well as adults, are naturally drawn to happy or upbeat people. As a teacher, he used stories or parables to make a point. Many of his parables were so shocking that probably made people laugh. I wholeheartedly agree with Pope Francis that joy is a hallmark of our Christian faith and missionary spirituality. His vision of the Church as a missionary disciple who radiates the joy of the gospel is, I think, encouraging. It affirms the message of the evangelist John, telling us that Jesus has come so that his joy may be in us and our joy may be complete. Thus, this extraordinary document, this inspiring exhortation, is inspiring for all of us, especially for me as a Divine Word missionary whose mission is to share the joy of the gospel.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Theological Union. For additional videos and podcasts, or to learn more, please visit www.ctu.edu or visit learn.ctu.edu.